Kelly Clarkson.
Hello, Boogie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. That's my Scottish accent.
That's pretty good.
Well, I have my production guy on our tour. He's Scottish.
He's Scottish. So what's his name?
Alan.
So he's been teaching you some Scottish phrases, has he?
No, he actually got me this book in Scotland, and I didn't understand it, because it's like a bunch of random, it's like kind of the, I guess, bad words.
Oh, all right, how to swear in Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right,
but
well.
He's awesome.
Best we don't say any of those words during the interview then, Kelly.
I don't even remember them, so.
Listen, I've just been reading this about your greatest hits album is now out.
Yeah, it is.
And that surprised me, because I still think of you as new.
Yeah, I do too, so.
Do you know what I mean? I think you're a new artist, but it's 10 years, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's, I'm 30 now. I was 20 when I was finished up Idol, and it's been a decade, and, you know, I think the label, they came up with the idea of wanting to do it, and I was like, because I kind of think it's always, you know, it's kind of cheesing the fans a little bit, like, because they already have the songs, but what, you know, I made sure we have like 3 new singles on the record, and we have a Christmas song, and we have a live version of some stuff, like, so it's, you know, some new stuff on the record for people to get.
It's been 10 years since you won American Idol back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's really weird. I don't know what I'm doing right. I guess I work with a lot of great people. I don't know, but yeah, life's pretty good, so I'm excited.
But it's all to do with your voice, Kelly. I mean, you're a great singer. You've kind of always been just a little bit understated, which I like. You don't go the whole hog and, you know, do all the other things that all the sort of solo girl stars do to try and get themselves in the paper the whole time. And it's your style. You're kind of understated, but you let the voice do the work, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's just my thing. So, I mean, I'm not really interested in any other part of it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's just easy for me.
I was on your Twitter. I follow you on Twitter.
Oh,
and,
no.
I saw the thing that you were quite unhappy last week because you'd sort of been misquoted.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all about being famous, wasn't it? And you were misquoted. They said something like you'd said nobody should be as famous as you.
I never said that.
No, yeah. So tell us what happened. What were you asked?
I was asked. Anyway, I get this question all the time. I was asked, like, you know, describe fame to us. And I was like, you know, in all honesty, people get really excited about that part of it, you know, but that's not really. I mean, you know, during my breakaway days, like, of that record, like, that's the record that kind of blew up for me and my career. And, mm-hmm. and it was just like so much at once, and it was just, you know, that, and that's just a portion of what somebody like, you know, Madonna or Britney experiences, and this is what I was saying in the interview, you know, that's just a portion of what they experience on a daily. So I was like, you know, I just never want to be that famous. I was like, I'm good with how, where I'm at in my career, and I was like, I'm just content, you know, with where my career is. I love, like you said, I'm probably more understated. I just, you know, put out my records and I tour and not really much else going on. And then somehow from that, got no one should be as famous as me. And I was like, that would never come out of my mouth.
Yeah,
so.
You didn't say that. No.
No.
That's the reason why I think lots of people like you is because you don't court the fame side of it. It's a side effect of what you do on stage and on the records, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, there is some good you can do with it, but I mean, in all honesty, it's just not my thing. I'm not, I mean, and everybody obviously knows that. For 10 years, I'm not, like, one to get in the limelight. I mean, anything else than just my records and, like, you know, touring and stuff. So I think that's why it really kind of, I was like, wow, I don't want people to think, like, I'm like that, because I never would say something like that. So I don't know. I had to say something.
Yeah, of course.
That was a little ridiculous.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. Let's play your song in now. This is your new single. It's called Catch My Breath. It's taken from the Greatest Hits album. It's one of the new songs on there, right? This is Kelly Clarkson on The Big Saturday Show. From Kelly Clarkson, and Kelly is on the show with me today. And Kelly, I saw you on the telly last weekend. You were cooking.
I was.
On Sunday, was it Sunday brunch on Channel 4, I think it was?
Yeah, yeah.
And you were making some sort of cake, weren't you, that looked like a bird?
Well, I did two things. I guess they decorate, like, edible decorations kind of for the tree, and then they're this poached pear thing with, like, mulled wine. It was amazing.
Did it taste nice? Because it looked all right.
Man, Simon, that guy, he cooks well.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
The bald guy, he's really, really good.
Oh my God, he's so good.
And what are you like in the kitchen? Are you a domestic goddess?
No. I mean, I just got actually a new house with my boyfriend, and it's like the kitchen is so, like, a focal point of the house. So we're like, well, we have to start cooking.
So do you do that, or do you have someone do that for you?
No, we cook. And honestly, I don't know if y'all don't particularly grill here, but we grill a lot in the States, like outside, and like put steaks on, or chicken, or you know, shrimp or whatever. And he grills a lot, and I kind of do the sides. And so, yeah, we cook a lot more than we normally
do. We grill in Scotland, but it tends to be indoors because it's too cold to cook outside.
Yeah, see, we totally cook outside.
We've got the George Foreman grill.
love that.
In our kitchens.
That's amazing.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So things, you settled in now, living with your boyfriend, and everything's going well?
Yeah, it's going great. We just got a house together, and it's I've never lived with a guy, so it's working out. Yeah.
What's the best thing and the worst thing about sharing a house with a guy?
I'm going to sound like I'm lying, but I'm not. There's really no downside.
Oh, come on, Kelly.
No, there isn't. I mean, maybe we're just, you know, we're 9 months in, so we're like puppy loved up. Maybe, you know, next year you'll ask me and I'll be like, well, and I'll break it down. But like right now, it's it's awesome. I love like waking up next to him and going to sleep in his air. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's awesome.
I'm engaged. I've got my fiance. We've lived together for a couple of years now.
Congratulations.
It's pretty good. I think we'll get married in May next year, and it might change after that, Kelly. But at the moment, it's all right.
Yeah, I know people say that people change when you get married, and I'm like, maybe we just shouldn't. Because I don't know, people keep saying, like, people go 180 on you, and I'm like, I'm real happy.
It must be quite hard in your job, because you'll do a lot of traveling, and you're sort of all over the world doing promotion and videos and stuff like that. Is it quite a strain sometimes?
You know, it's not, and it's kind of perfect, because he's a manager of a pretty popular artist in the States, so he has to do that all the time. So he's always doing videos and TV shows. His artist is Blake Shelton on The Voice in the States. So he's like always working just as much as me. So it kind of works out.
But when you travel, you've got a way of keeping yourself entertained. I saw in the thing that you've got a Nintendo that you travel with.
I've already defeated it. Whatever.
What's your favorite game that you play on the Nintendo?
I love the Mario Brothers one, like the latest Mario Brothers you can get for the 3DS. I love it. It's like a reminder of like what I used to do when I was a kid. And it's my boyfriend has two kids, like a 6-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And they love Mario Brothers, like Nintendo and Wii and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, it's awesome. It's fun.
Would you beat the kids if it was a game on the console?
I'm the first one to defeat the 3DS. Not to brag, but I kind of rocked it.
But obviously if he's got kids, then you don't let them win to try and win favor with them.
Oh, heck no. I don't let people win. If you want to win, you got to win.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's an absolute joy speaking to you on the show. And I'm sure the Kelly Clarkson greatest hits will be in lots of people's stockings this year, Kelly.
Only the cool ones. Yeah.
Speak to you soon. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
All right. Bye, Boogie.